Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, and we're going to wrap up this week's reflection on really some of Paul's teaching, St. Paul's teaching from the book of Romans, because we are kind of following the church, and the church gives us a series of passages this week at the liturgy, and last week and into next week, I think, where Paul really breaks open for us a Christian anthropology, an understanding of the human condition, the understanding of God's plan and all that. If you didn't have a chance to listen to the programs this week, I think you'll find them helpful because, one, it's God's truth. We're just kind of reading scripture together and trying to understand what Paul is saying. And God's word has power to change our lives. And for us to come into the freedom of the sons and daughters of God depends on our becoming and growing in the knowledge of Christ, growing in the knowledge of Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the Father's word. He's the Logos. He's the word from the heart of the Father to the human race. He reveals, you know, Scripture's revelation, and the revelation is what we could not access on our own. It's God opening up his wisdom, his plan, his understanding, knowledge of who he is and who we are. And Jesus is the perfection of it. I mean, it began in Genesis and all the way through and through the people of Israel, but in the fullness of time, God's full plan, God's full economy, God's full wisdom and knowledge about who we are, who he is revealed in Jesus. Jesus is the wisdom of God. He's the power of God. He's the life of God. So the saints remind us, and Paul so clearly, I want to know Christ. Friend, if you want greater freedom in your life, you want to understand yourself better, you want to learn how to love better, you want to walk in peace, you want to just have coherence to your life, you want integration to your life, then learn Christ. It's the only place it can be found. You can't buy it in this world. You can't acquire it in this world outside of him. It's him. It's not even just his ideas. It's him. And being baptized into Jesus and coming into relationship with Jesus. So Jesus is the Father's offering of love. He's saying, I want to save. I want to bring you out of alienation and darkness and separation. He didn't just drop another book on us or another set of commandments. The second person of the Trinity, the eternally begotten Son of God, took on human flesh, and he came for us. He came to rescue persons, you and me, who bear the image of God, who are enslaved to the powers of sin and death and under the kingdom of darkness. And he literally came for that reason, to bring us out and to bring us into relationship with him and to receive the transfusion of life, to have the kingdom life poured into us through Jesus. Recently, I heard of a priest and others kind of echoing him saying, well, all that's already in us. You know, and Jesus, the historical person Jesus, isn't the important thing. The important thing is the Christ. And the Christ is in everybody. And all that needs to happen, and all religion is pretty much, is just a way of helping people discover that the Christ is already in them. And so therefore, every pathway, every religion is completely kind of equal, valid, because it gets to the same point of removing the false self and removing the debris that's there and just recognizing, hey, I'm already this. That, even if it's taught by a priest, don't believe it. It's a lie. Jesus Christ is Lord. The Father has exalted Jesus forever. You don't separate the two. Jesus reveals to us. Jesus Christ is Lord. It's not just Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. And Jesus reveals to us, he's the second Adam. He's the beginning of a new race of people. He gives us, unites us to existence beyond death. He brings the life of God to us. He makes us born again. And it's the Son of God. Jesus Christ on the throne is a human person. Jesus, eternally united to the second person of the Trinity. And that's why we exalt him. That's why we praise him. That's why we honor, love, follow, dedicate ourselves totally to him who brings us home to the Father. So here's chapter 7 in Romans today. Anyway, if you didn't get to hear the programs this week, please, I think you'll be built up by it. Just download the Renewal Ministries app, the Ave Maria app, listen to whenever it's convenient for you. Watch the YouTubes we've been doing. I think people have been very blessed, Ralph and I and some of our other team members, and press the subscribe button and tune in. Because I feel like the Lord, this is such a time for all of us to gather around Jesus together, gather around the Lord, because he wants to feed us. He wants to prove to us and show us that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I know that God, here's Paul, Romans 7, I know that good does not dwell in me, that is, in my flesh. He's talking about the fallen dimension, the old man, that part in us of human beings that I want to do my will, not God's will. The willing is ready at hand. He said, I want to do it, but doing the good is not. How many of you have experienced that? I know what I'm supposed to do and even take some steps in that direction, but in the end, many times I don't do it. For I do not do the good I want, but I do the evil I do not want. Now, if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. So he's trying to, it's a kind of another dimension of Christian understanding of, you know, Christian anthropology, that I end up doing the things. It kind of goes back to what Paul was saying earlier about the law, you know, the law that was made for good. It reveals to us the pathway, what it means. Love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself sums the whole thing up. But all the different commandments, and you might say, I want to do them, but I don't do them. And what ends up happening is there's a power at work in you. It's called sin. He said, the sin that dwells in me, this desire, this drive in me to say no and to say yes to what I want. He said, so then I discovered the principle that when I want to do right, evil's at hand. So that battle can still remain in us. But sin, going back to what Paul said yesterday and the day before, he just comes right out and he said, don't let sin have any dominion over you anymore. He doesn't say, oh, well, you know, here I'm describing to you this situation and yeah, sin's still in you and it's kind of a bummer. And sometimes you're going to get it right, sometimes you're not. But he's saying, no, no, no. He said, look, put on a new mind, get a renewed mind and understand this. The Spirit of God dwells in you now. You have a new source, a new power to live a different way of life. You are no longer a slave, even though sin is trying to claim you here. He said, understand that that power was put to death in baptism. You're not subject to it anymore. The battle that is having, Paul's describing, is not a battle. In some ways, it's Father Francis Martin used to say that battle is one in which people who have been baptized into Christ don't understand who they are. They're not living in the freedom of the sons and daughters of God because they don't realize that they've been given a new power in the Spirit to live a new way of life. And Paul was saying, look, you're no longer a slave to that. You're a slave to this. That is a slave to God, a slave to righteousness, because all of God's life and God's righteousness is at work in you. So you have a new power. You're a new person. That old man that was under the dominion and the rule and the domination and the governance, you could say, and the reign and power of sin, that doesn't control you anymore. You've been given a way out by Jesus. And that old man was subdued by the Lord himself, and a victory was won over him. Now come to understand the power that's in you. This is a crucial thing to come to understand, because lots of people, I think lots of Catholics, I mean, I remember this growing up in my own life, and I saw it all around me. We say Jesus is Lord. We say we were baptized, but we actually live not a new life as born again people who are now children of God and have a new power in us and grace and sacraments and the rest of us to live a different way of life with confidence walking in that. We see it more like it's a morality play, you might say, or it's a matter of just obeying commandments. And if I check off enough of them, I get enough of them right more than I get wrong, then in the end, the good outweighs the bad, and I'm in this constant moral struggle. That's not Christianity. We're meant to obey the commandments, but what we're really doing, first and foremost, is we're yielding to a work of God in us, which is the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, who is now living in us, and the new law is the Holy Spirit. St. Thomas Aquinas tells us, so much so that this new law in us, this new reality that's at work in me, I'm no longer under a law, under a fallen nature. There's a new nature in me, and this new nature starting to move in me, and this new nature is coming from a source in me. It's not something I'm working up. in my accomplishments, or I'm simply willing on my own. I am yielding. I'm willing, but what I'm willing by God's grace is yielding myself to the presence and power of the Holy Spirit that is at work in me. And it's giving me a new identity, and it's giving me power over that old man that once ruled over me, and now I'm living from a different source. And the new creation is unfolding in me. I'm growing in virtue. I'm growing in the sweet, sweet gifts of the Holy Spirit. You know, the fruits of the Spirit are coming alive in me. And this is the life of God. It's something God is producing that I'm saying yes to and I'm cooperating with. That's the power that's now at work in me. But if I think I'm just slugging it out, and Jesus said, okay, you got baptized and it was mostly kind of a symbol, and go out there and get it done. You know, just keep trying harder. That's a dead end. That's not Christianity. I don't will my own salvation in this word. I don't will my holiness. That is, I have to be careful how I say this, because my will is truly involved. But I have no chance of being holy, of being perfected in the image of Jesus and becoming a saint without the new law of Jesus Christ that's in me. It's my willingness to cooperate with this relationship, this person who dwells in me as in a temple. And Paul wants us to understand that. So he said, so then I discovered the principle that when I do want to do right, evil is at hand. For I take delight in the law of God in my inner self, but I see in my members another principle at war with the law of my mind, taking me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Miserable one that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? But thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Paul's saying, yeah, that struggle happens in different ways. And I'm still gonna experience biological death. But there's something in me, not just something, there's someone in me. Paul will say in Corinthians later, he'll say, hey, test yourself. Test your faith. Do you know that God dwells in you? The Spirit of God dwells in you? That you're a temple of the living God? He says, test your faith. Faith is not just head knowledge, friends. Head knowledge about a set of facts and truths. Faith does in part mean the assent of mind, heart, and will to the truth that is revealed. But it's even deeper than that. It's seeing that, it's saying yes to it, and then it's entrusting oneself to it completely. If Jesus did it, if Jesus said it, if he's calling me to it, I surrender myself wholeheartedly. I say yes to what he's begun to do in me. And the road to sanctity, friends, is this being set apart for God that Paul's talking about, and becoming saints is a cooperation with the work of God in us. It's not something I produce on my own. It's yielding to mind, heart, and will a profound trust and belief and hope in what Jesus has promised and what he's given. And I begin to live as a new creation, as a child of God. And it's rooted in that trust and favor and mercy and kindness and power of God. And we'll hear more from this about how the Holy Spirit helps us walk into it in the days ahead. God bless you, friends. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much-needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.